the universe will never be the same. Classical physics, the physics that existed before the discovery of quantum physics, was about uncovering what were thought to be the pre-existent laws of a separately existing universe that objectively existed independent of observation. The idea of an objective world, pursuing its course in space and time independently of any observing subject, has, in Heisenberg's words, been the guiding image of modern science. Quantum physics, however, has obliterated the classical notion of an independently existing world forever. According to quantum theory, the idea of a world independent of our observation has a conventional meaning in everyday life, but ultimately is incorrect. To quote Wheeler, "Nothing is more important about quantum physics than this. It has destroyed the concept of the world as sitting out there. The universe will never afterwards be the same." Quantum physics forever shattered the idea of there being an objectively existing world. It is proven that there is no such thing. In Wheeler's words, "The mind-bending strangeness of quantum theory is revealing that there is no world out there apart from our observation of it. Our observations are part and parcel of what we observe. Our perception of the universe is a part of the universe happening through us that has an instantaneous effect on the universe we are observing. The act of observing changes the observed. This is known as the observer effect." It is ironic that physics, long considered the most objective of all the sciences, in pursuing its dedicated quest to understand the deep nature of the material universe, has dispelled the very notion of an objective universe. One of the insights of quantum physics is that purely objective science turns out to be impossible. Speaking about quantum physics' realization that the observer affects the observed, the great doctor of the soul, C.G. Jung, comments, "The result being that reality forfeits something of its objective character and that a subjective element attaches to the physicist's picture of the world." In other words, the subjective component of our knowledge must necessarily be taken into account. The world that we experience is showing itself to us in the specific way it does as an instantaneous reflex, reflexion/reflection, of the way we are observing it. This means that our inner attitudes, thoughts, beliefs, and assumptions, all subjective states of mind, are playing a central role in the evocation of the particular form that the world appears to us moment by moment. To understand our world as fully as possible, we need to unify the objective/scientific and the subjective/mental spheres of knowledge, moving from a science of objectivity to a science of intersubjectivity. The unification of the objective and the subjective areas of experience should conserve the richness of each, as well as maintaining the relative independence. Speaking from the perspective of life, Nobel laureate Wolfgang Pauli is of the opinion that we are not treating matter properly if we are totally neglecting the inner state of the observer. In a similar spirit, wondering why science has historically solely focused on understanding the nature of the seemingly objective world at the expense of marginalizing our own subjective experience of the outside world, His Holiness the Dalai Lama simply asks, "Why is there a fixation on the external?" Good question. The very fact that this question is rarely asked is a sign that this fixation is so widespread that it is simply accepted as normal without noticing how one-sided it is. Quantum physics brings into the foreground the relation between a subject's experience and the rest of the universe. It makes no sense to think of ourselves as a self-enclosed, encapsulated, independent agent existing separate from the universe. Previous to the advent of quantum physics, physicists pretended that they were not involved in their own experiments by maintaining the illusion of a disembodied objectivity. The psyche of the observer, however, is an integral part of the process being observed. Quantum theory has opened up the door to a profoundly new vision of the cosmos, where the observer, the observed, and the act of observation are inseparably united. We, as observers, are participating in what philosophy professor Tu Weiming calls a joint venture with the world out there. Our interaction with a seemingly outside world, mediated through our experimental instruments, results in information being added to both our minds and the universe at large. Niels Bohr, one of the founding fathers and principal interpreters of quantum physics, pointed out that just like within a dream, in our lives we are simultaneously actors and spectators. We are both observers and the observed, subject and object, dreamers and the dream. It's as if in our sharing a dream space together, we are collectively dreaming up our universe while simultaneously being dreamed up by it. Quantum physics has shown that the idea of safely standing behind a slab of plate glass while passively observing the universe is impossible, as our observation of even something as minuscule as an electron necessitates the shattering of the glass and reaching into, so to speak, the electron's subatomic world, which changes the electron, ourselves, and the whole universe. Wheeler refers to the idea of a universe being out there, existing separately from ourselves, as an old idea. It is an outdated idea whose expiration date has been reached. In the quantum world, the act of observation produces a change in the system that is different in kind, not just in degree. In quantum physics, there appears to be an eerie connection between the physical state of a system and conscious awareness of it by some observing being. The act of observation is epistemological in that it adds to our knowledge about nature, but it is also at the same time a metaphysical event in that it changes things in nature from being indeterminate to being determinate. It is impossible to gain information without changing the state of the system being measured. The more information extracted in the measurement, the greater the perturbation. We invariably bring about a different world by the very act of trying to determine the state of the world. A simple way to envision this is to imagine a blind person trying to understand what a snowflake is. The blind person can touch the snowflake, which will melt it from their body heat, or put it in their mouth and taste it, which will dissolve it. But through whichever means they try to apprehend the snowflake, they inevitably change it. Another example is when we use a thermometer to measure temperature. This process, however slightly, heats up or cools down the thing being measured. Speaking about reality, physicist Vlatko Vedral gets right to the point when he says, rather than passively observing it, we create reality. In quantum physics, the physicists themselves, in collaboration with the universe, produce the results of their experiments. In quantum physics, we are no longer passive witnesses of the universe, but rather, we unavoidably find ourselves in the new role of active participants who inform, give shape to, and in some mysterious sense, create the very universe we are interacting with. Making this point, Wheeler says, useful as it is under everyday circumstances to say that the world exists out there, independent of us, that view can no longer be upheld. There is a strange sense in which this is a participatory universe. Though the words sound the same, this is not some overly simplistic and naive New Age philosophy which proclaims that we create reality, which oftentimes conflates and confuses the ego, the false sense of self, with the true and deeper self that is the creator of our experience. Human consciousness has always inescapably participated in how the world around us manifests, but many people are unconsciously participating in this process. The revelations of quantum physics are potentially helping us to begin to become conscious of our participation in dreaming up our world. To quote Wheeler, in order to make sense out of the mysteries ahead, we'll find ourselves forced to recognize the participatory character of the universe in a much deeper way than we now see. A perfect illustration is when we are absorbed in a dream and have forgotten that we ourselves have something to do with creating it. Wheeler was fond of bringing up the words of the poet Antonio Machado. Traveler, there is no path. Paths are made by walking. Becoming conscious of a process that we have always been unconsciously involved in not only opens up the possibility of a radical transformation of the human experience, but could also open up the previously unimagined frontiers of human freedom that could utterly remake our world.